The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, as we've been hearing, in the midst of the chaos caused by this virus, there are people working hard on the front line, keeping going for those of us who can't. Everyone from checkout operators in supermarkets to delivery drivers to nurses and doctors are all toiling away to keep society running despite the massive changes to our everyday lives. Liam Geraghty has been talking to some of our everyday heroes.
Leo Varadkar, during his address to the nation on Tuesday night.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Some wear scrubs and gowns.
There's no doubt that those on the front line, from hospital wards to supermarket checkouts, are showing great bravery in the midst of this crisis.
The patients are literally gasping for air. All the medical staff urge other nations to see what's happening and lock their nations down right now or face this.
Somebody who needs help from any of the frontline services, be it rescue services, Gardaí, or anybody in relation to this.
That's psychologist Niamh Fitzgerald. Her sister was Captain Dara Fitzpatrick, the Irish Coast Guard's most senior helicopter search and rescue pilot. It was the anniversary of her death this day last week.
But that they're a person first. They're dealing with you as a professional with their professional hat on. They have people that they love. They have people who love them. They're putting themselves in harm's way to help us. What's really important is actually that we do what they ask us to do, that we socially distance, that we wash our hands, that we cough and sneeze into our elbow, because the sacrifices that they're making in order to be able to help us are immense. The least we can do are those little things that they ask us. And they are just little things, but they will make a big difference.
Over the last couple of weeks, localsupport.ie has kicked off connecting volunteers with the elderly and people in isolation if they need any help.
People could just click on it and it says, you can either volunteer on one side or I need help.
That's Helen O'Reilly, one of the people behind the website.
The map started filling out and it didn't stop. And we're now at 7,028 volunteers.
You can go to localsupport.ie to find someone nearby who can help you, or there is a text line, which is 087 365 8233. And it's not the first time in our history that people have stepped forward for the greater good.
Hey Liam, hope you're well.
Historian Donal Fallon.
In terms of the decency of Irish people historically, you know, few things that come to mind to me as important as the fact next month is the 30th anniversary of the death of Willie Birmingham, a Dublin firefighter. He was so moved by the horrors of what he saw on his working day and his day-to-day job that he established Alone, A Little Offering Never Ends, a charity which basically operated out of his living room and which had a transformative effect, I think, in Dublin on how people saw the elderly and soon grew into an army of volunteers. And I think, you know, Willie's message is particularly vital now in terms of the elderly who need our support in this.
My name is Shauna Fitzgerald and I am a personal trainer in Dublin, so I am temporarily out of work at the minute.
Before Shauna became a personal trainer, she had qualified to become a healthcare assistant, and this week she was asked if she would consider sending in her CV to come back.
So I will hope to be on the wards and helping out. I have to wait to hear from them. Yeah, so it'll be interesting, and it's something that I think I'll enjoy doing with my time when I am off. If it takes some pressure off staff that have been in there, it seems like the right thing to do.
Workers who are doing all they can to keep all of us going deserve our support because they are under pressure. Here's Dr. Brian Higgins in Galway.
Yesterday I had 70 consultations between seeing people and doing phone calls. By the end of that day, you're emotionally drained. And somebody just saying thanks, or somebody saying something nice or being kind, or even just seeing people being kind to each other, that recharges your batteries to keep you going.
So let's recharge some batteries. We asked our listeners to record a message of thanks to all of the frontline workers. And these are just some of the good wishes sent in.
A big, big thank you to everyone working from their bedroom, the back room, the storeroom and the frontline.
Thank you for putting the needs of the community first. Your bravery and dedication is appreciated now and forever.
It's an unimaginable job and you are all really doing a wonderful thing. I want to say a big thank you to Dr. Patrice Queenan from Sligo Clinic and also Dr. Verbal Hickey from Sligo University Hospital for protecting everyone in the community here in Sligo. And this is Philip O'Malley, a patient with COVID-19.
Thank you.
To anyone driving a lorry, stacking shelves, working at a checkout, to our Gardaí, our nurses, doctors and all healthcare workers, thank you.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so, so much.
To all the frontline staff and first responders, thank you so, so much for your bravery and all your hard work. You're doing a Trojan effort and we're forever grateful.
Thank you so, so much, all of you fantastic frontline staff and first responders. We're with you, we have your back, and we're all going to do our bit to make sure we can flatten this curve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gura mila mila mahagi, tamut an bwik tiv.
Liam Geraghty reporting there. That's all we have time for this week. Until next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.